Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness through God's servant, Pastor Lillian Egwuchukwu.
Oh yes, our Father, in you we derive strength. In you we are comforted. In you lies our safety. You are our confidence. We glory in nothing but in you. Thank you, our Father, the one who loves us with an everlasting love. You keep your word. You said that we'll never return to you void. Thank you for committing yourself to us. Thank you for looking down from heaven constantly. Thank you for your mercy that keeps us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you are a loving Father. Gracious, tender, caring. There is none like you, and there is none to be compared with you. You loved us and you gave us your all. You gave your all. You gave your all to redeem me, to redeem us. Thank you, our Father. We will never become too familiar. Your reverence will constantly be in our hearts. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for looking down on us, even when we are not getting it right. Thank you for your mercy that never gives up. You don't give up. You don't give up. You love your own to the end. Oh, what a gracious Father you are. Oh, thank you. Your love is enormous. We can't describe it. Thank you. Now we've gathered once again before you. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. We thank you because you said two or three people are gathered in your name. And we've gathered in your name, in the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Unto him have we gathered, and we are asking for open heavens. We are asking for ministrations. We are asking for impartations. We are asking for realignment. We are asking for focus. We are asking for strength to continue. Lord, we need strength. We need strength. You said you didn't, when we gave our life to you, you said, be in the world, for I am with you. Thank you. You will feed us again. You will instruct us today. Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. you will make plain the heart of the Father to us even this morning. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. You are welcome in our midst. Thank you. Be magnified, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our village meeting. Amen. Amen. We are going to discuss. We are going to rub minds together. And the Holy Ghost is here to help us. Amen. 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 We are all bride of the Lord. And we welcome those of you online. You'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank God for this opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the burden was the bride, preparing the bride for the Lord. His coming is drawing near. And the church has to be ready. We are the bride of the Lord. A husbandman is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that is why he's bringing all the materials to equip us. To equip us, his children, so that we will not be found wanting. So that we will not be like the foolish virgins that didn't prepare to meet the Lord. The Lord shouldn't come to us unaware, no. And that is why he's sending all the materials that is needed to raise us up. To raise us up. God is in the business of raising the church. When a parent gives birth, you wouldn't love your child to remain a baby forever. Nobody. No parent will be happy to see the child 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, still have not started crawling. Is a concern. Do you know how that thing troubles parents? It troubles parents so much. And you will go anywhere and you will do everything to make sure that something is done. Let's put God in our own shoe. And it will help us see the need to grow. See the need to make him happy. Like I was telling my children, was it Joy? I said, I don't have a boy. He's a man I want. I've trained you. You should be a man now. I want to see you exhibit, you know, mature character. I say I'm not Dupe, that's a Lakers word. I said I'm not nursing babies. I'm no more nursing. I am now a grown-up mother. I want to see a grown-up son. I want to see you take responsibility. I want to see you make decisions without me being the one to initiate it. That is the joy of every parent. By the time you see your son or your daughter taking initiative and coming out of it successfully, it gladdens our hearts. So is God. Do you know how it will hurt him? Pouring out himself on us on a daily basis. And we are still at our level. You still do some things that you know will hurt him. You still go to where you know will hurt him when you go. You still react the way you will react when you've not started hearing. So that is the burden. God wants to see matured sisters. God wants to see matured sisters whom devil will not toss, throw and throw any longer. Who will stand her ground and say no to this act? Those are the things that gladdens God's heart. So we are here to be prepared. We are here to take another strength to go out there and exhibit his character. Amen. Can you give me Revelation? Revelation 19. Amen. From verse 7. Okay. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. For the what? Is the righteousness of the state. What God wants to use to decorate us is his righteousness, his ornaments. Those are the things that beautifies us. Those are things that we pull the bridegroom to come. So, our singlehood season is a time to do what? Beautify yourself. It's a time of beautification. So that you won't be neglected when the bridegroom comes. So, don't waste your time embarking on something that will not prepare you for the bridegroom to come. Satan have so wired us that nothing is real to us. This word, the word of God, is not as real as the physical world. But that is an irony. The only thing that is real, that endures forever, is God. Is God. The Bible says this world will pass away, and all the goodies and all those things that lures you, that are attracted to you, they will all fade away. They will all fade away. That is why we need to take our growth serious. Time of singlehood is a time of preparation. It's a time of decking yourself. There are qualities, characteristics that is expected of a bride. How many of us watch US Converge Sisters meeting? How many of us? Let me see your hands. See? We are not investing. We are not investing on the things that matters to us. There, mommy ironed out things we are supposed to be doing. Things that we are supposed to be doing as a spinster. It's not time to be consumed by marriage. And you neglect the real thing. If you are not prepared, the bridegroom won't come. The bridegroom won't come. Can you give me Ephesians? Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, continue. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Continue. Wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Continue. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Are you ready for marriage? You ask yourself, have I acquired all the qualities? A wife must be what? Holy. Without what? Blemish. Holy and without blemish. Holiness is not closing your eyes and praying 24 hours. Oh, very good. It's very, very good. But being holy, if don't have what it takes to be holy, you can't be holy. You need to acquire the laws that will make you holy. And these laws are in constant fellowship. Constant fellowship with your Creator. Constant fellowship with your Creator. And that is the reason why, you know, the groom haven't appeared yet. The bride has to make herself ready. The time of spinsterhood is a time of beautification. Pay attention to your growth. You know, when we say forget about husband, you will say it's because you are married. If you are in my shoe, you will do the same. But one who is sold out to the Lord. Well, you know, sometimes they said, if you are too spiritual, nobody will come to you. It's all a lie. You just have to don't be too spiritual. Men are looking for people that are, you know, have life. How can, which life is greater than being in the Lord? Which life is greater than being led in the Spirit? You know, we quickly buy it. Maybe the Lord have been, you know, on your case. But Satan will go in one direction. Don't go too far. Put break there. So that you will see husband. No. The word of God is real. Take God by his word. He said none of his word will fall to the ground without being fulfilled. And if you have said that you will get married, is he going to reverse his word? No. Or do we think that the word is only potent? You can use it on scriptures of healing. That is where God's word is potent. No, it's general. It's general. Take God by his word and pay attention to your growth. The reason why brother have not come is because you still have some things that God is demanding from you to drop. Mommy was saying in the meeting, some of us, we can't even accommodate somebody. You are irritated with somebody coming close to you. You are so irritated. You can't do well with your sisters. It's always quarrel. And you think you can manage a man that is forever. You wake up, you lie down. You know, courtship is okay. When you are cutting, it's like, the end of the world. Because you come and see and go. Yes. But let that person now come to live with you. You wake up in the morning. You are in the toilet. You are here. So, if you've not developed skin to accommodate your sisters, is he husband? It will be tug of war. It will be tug of war. Those are the things you should pay attention to. Sisters, sisters cannot live together without fighting. You can't even share any of your thing with your fellow sister. No, 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 no. You are too straight. No, don't go there. This is how I want my things to be. And anybody turn it upside down. War ensued. And you will now marry somebody who will scatter all your arrangements. Before you know it, you will pack your load and go. So the Lord used this time. Maybe God arranged somewhere for you to remove those configuration in you. Some of us escape it. Some of us escape it. And those are little things that will prolong you at the shell. You know, when you come to share to market, you look for robust one, you look for good one. If you are there, you are on the shell, and there is no comeliness, nothing attractive, you will remain there. Nobody will come to price or take you. So use this opportunity to build yourself. And how many of us watch Austria meeting? Thank you. You see, it's a must watch, being led by the Spirit. You see, Pastor took time to, you know, it was so explanatory, subjective leading and objective leading. You need to go and listen to that. And he was emphasizing, this thing is good for you youth. It's not only when it is time to get husband, you want to be led by the Spirit. If you don't start it while you are young, is it only when it is husband that you will now be expecting God to speak to you? You need to have, you know, built a relationship with the Holy Ghost. You need to have, you know, have time, quality time with the Holy Ghost. That is what you should use your singlehood to do. Invest in meetings. Invest in listening. That is how you are built. Mommy was saying there that her growing as a spinster, all she knew to do was read my Bible, pray, go to meetings, invest in prayer. How many of us can pray? How many of us spend time? You see, anything you don't acquire while you are single, is it when you will be married that you acquire patience, that you will acquire long suffering? You know, those are decades that we ought to have as women. Don't let just being married cloud everything about you. It's a time to prepare yourself for the bridegroom. God is not coming for a church that is blemished. No. God can't compromise his word. He can't. Can you give me 1 Corinthians 6? A bride must be one with the Lord. Give me 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As a bride, you need to be one with the Lord. Breathe in him. Let everything around you be Lord. Learn to dwell together. Walking in love is walking in the Spirit. If you find out that you are not growing, pray to God. We should be able to evaluate ourselves. Okay, this year, last year, I was always quarrelsome. Or I can't accommodate. Lord, I want this thing to be done in me. Those are prayer requests. Those are the things as a spinster that should worry us. Not every brother that passes. Maybe that's the man. Okay. No. Husband will come. Remove your mind. Can you even tell yourself? Husband or no husband? Lord, you are my all in all. You see, when you make that decision and you are making it from your heart, I tell you, husband, you won't know when somebody will come to you. Don't play game with God. Don't play game. Nobody serves God and God will not reward. No, I've never seen. Bury yourself with God. You will see everything around you will change. All you need is to grow. God, build patience in me. Except those things are removed. Husband will not come. God doesn't want to give his son to a woman that will finish him. So, we must be one with God. Those are characteristics of the bride of Christ. You must be one with what? With God. You must be married to him alone. Can you give me Matthew 25? Matthew 26, 29. Matthew 26, 29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. We must be married to him. Don't be agitated. Have you made him your Lord and Savior? Be sold out to him. Be sold out. Stop rationalizing it. Stop playing games. No. You cannot tweet the word of God. Believe what we have believed is real. The word of God is potent. It can't fail. this crowd the world and build ourselves. The bride has to make herself ready. Let attention be on how you develop yourself. Make effort. Make effort. Read books. Those times you spend on just scrolling status alone, before you know it, 30 minutes of your time is gone. You can invest it in prayer. Learn to pray. Learn to study. Discipline yourself. I will not touch this phone until I finish my quiet time. Until I finish reading the Bible. If we keep on giving excuses, Satan will be multiplying it. But we need to be what? Deliberate. In seeing that you get matured. The bridegroom is looking for one who is matured, who will not give him trouble. Who will not give him trouble. So learn. Lord, help me. Your prayer shouldn't be, husband, where is my husband? Lord, bring my husband. Forget it. Forget it. I'm telling you that if you invest in God, you will never regret it. You will never. Amen. So a bride must be filled with wisdom and what? Holy Ghost. Can you give me Matthew 25:1-6? Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamp. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. The foolish, they were not prepared. They were busy chasing shadow. They were busy playing gimmicks. They were busy trying to figure it out yourself. No. No. Follow God wholeheartedly. Follow God with every breath in you. Be bare before God. You know, the Bible says God is so holy that his eyes can behold iniquity. Sometimes I hear some things that baffles me. A child of God still having a fear, still going about fornicating. He says, let these things not be once mentioned among you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And you share the temple of God with an idol. How will you feel? What do you think God will be thinking about you? Why will you give yourself to an infidel? And sometimes it could even be believers and believers. That means the fear of God is not with you. Please, it shouldn't be mentioned. And sometimes Satan goes there to hide because you are ignorant. You might have fallen into that temptation. And Satan will tell you, you are gone. You are finished. There is no remedy. But it's all a lie. If you learn to share and talk to your sister or a brother, because Satan likes hiding, and he will even tell you, you want to expose yourself, they will think you are nobody and you are dying inside. You want to reframe, but you don't have strength. Why not go to your pastor? Stop covering it. Stop hiding. Make it open. Seek for help. It's Satan that is telling you, don't disgrace yourself. Please, please, my sisters, if there's anyone in such, seek for help. Don't die there. Don't die there. And the reason why you are falling prey is because you have not set your priorities well. Please, I just had the prompting. Stop covering it. Stop excusing it. If you say it, your own is gone. You will be looked at as a prostitute. Is it not better I come out of the mess than continue? Please, if that is your case, go see a pastor.
Oh yes, habeya fafale bedo shifra manayata. Remene mene susu fifi, pai pe fi, flee, flee, flee. Umreni flee, 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 flee. Umlemle flee, flee, she, flee, flee, she, flee. Yes, flee. Oh, flee, flee, flee. Denounce it, denounce it, denounce it, denounce it, denounce even everything works of dishonesty. Denounce it. Oh, flee from it. Flee, flee, run, run, flee. Expose it, expose it, expose it. Don't cover it. Don't cover it, for therein lies your deliverance. For therein lies your deliverance. For many, 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 many even seated here. Many even seated here. Oh yes, you have struggled with many infirmities and you've been thinking, you've been crying, you've been watching, you've been praying. You don't know how to come out of it, but I say you should expose it. Go and speak. Go and speak even to your authority. Go and speak to your authority. Yes, I've heard even your prayers. I've heard even your cry, but I want you to expose it. Even to those that are ahead of you. Expose it even to your authority. For in it you would find strength. From in it you will be a momoroshi, momorigoshi. O mama momoro kobo, yokoboru koloboro. Oro, 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 oro. From even imiano shimrenomo, yohoyo. Oyo, oro, 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 oro. For even when you speak and expose it, you would find word. You would find word that would bring deliverance. You would find true word that would bring deliverance even to that situation. Oh, I've said in my word that my word is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can pierce even to the asunder of the spirit and soul. And it's a discerner of thought and even of the intent of the heart. For there is power in my word. There is great power in my word. There is power in my word. For my word can break. My word can shatter. My word can scatter. My word can even bring you out of that limitation. My word can set you free. For there is power in my word. There is power in my word. So go to your authority. Go to those that are even ahead of you and receive words that would bring freedom to your soul. Yes, there is power in my word. Listen to the word. Hear the word. Hear the word and you will be made free. Listen to the word and receive power and strength to come out of thy infirmity. Expose yourself even to the word, say of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. It's a confirmation. Please. Please. If you don't trust anyone, come to me. Come to me. You want to come out? But you've tried. There is balm in Gilead. Don't let the enemy deceive you. You are a child of God. You will fall, but don't remain there. The Lord is mindful of you. The Lord is mindful of you. Expose. You know one thing Satan doesn't like? He doesn't like exposure. Don't tell anyone. You will be, do you know how you will be looked up? Do you know what, how they will classify you? You'll be nobody. Do you want to remain and die in sin? Or for you to come out? Come out. Come out. Don't say you've tried and tried and tried. There's no way out. The word of God will deal with it. Expose it. Expose it. You are a child of the King. You are a child of the King. Don't let the enemy put you down. You can come out of it. You can. You can. So don't remain there. Don't remain there. Amen. Can you give me Galatians 5? Okay, let me read this. It says, but fornication And all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. He said, what agreement has light and darkness? You've been bought with a price. Your salvation is real. You may fall, but you can stand. Don't stay there. Don't remain there. Stop covering it. Your freedom is in exposing it. I watched one interview? A pastor's daughter. You know, got hooked with a guy. And over and over and over, they were meeting each other to the extent she joined the guy smoking, you know, hard drug. And she said she wanted to come out. And Satan will keep on saying, you dare not. You're a pastor's daughter. How will the congregation view you? You will mess up the church. And she kept on for years, wallowing in sin. She wanted to come out, but the boy roped her in. You know you can't. You can't. But her liberation came when she opened up. Don't cover sin. Sin likes to hide. Sin likes to hide. Yes, you will fall, but you will rise. Don't remain there. The Lord have not abandoned you. No. No. Come out of it. Amen. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no laws. These are the laws that the Lord wants to wire in us. Joy. Love. Love for one another. Sisters tend to love only brothers. That is why you cannot dwell with your sister in a room. Imagine sisters living in a room, no communication. No communication. For them not to say, maybe I am having a malice. Good morning. Good morning. No. By this will all men know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. Walking in the Spirit is not because you are giving tongue always. Walking in the Spirit is not because, the Lord spoke to me. Those are not validation for growth. Validations for growth is your love walk. Your love walk. How do you do well with your sister? Married women. How do you do well with your husband? Are you the type that doesn't know how to talk to your husband? Maybe, because young people are getting married and you've been in school together, you still want to carry that attitude of, campus life to your husband. You will wreck that home. If you are not seeing him as your head, you will never make progress. The Bible says what? They are our offering. If your husband is not happy with you, your head is open. You are not covered. I'm telling you the truth. You want to show, maybe God has used you to be providing for the family, and you now want to usurp authority. Since, am I not the one? Everything here is me. No. You will not prosper. We must learn to submit. Our word shouldn't be the final. Our word shouldn't be the final. Maybe you brought up a matter and your sister said no. Go by it. Go pray. God, if this is what you want us to do, I'm taking it up to you in prayer. If it is, convince him. And if it's not, be okay with it. Let's keep our home. Let's keep our home. Sometimes it's our expectations that put us into trouble. Don't you see how Pastor Emeka is loving Mommy Lilia? Have you gone through what Pastor Emeka went through? Don't compare your husband with anyone. It's a day that compare themselves with themselves. They are not what? They are not wise. Never you compare your husband with anybody. It breaks them. It breaks them. You kill their ego. There are some characters that you don't like. Take it up to God in prayer. God, touch this man. And you don't talk to your husband anyhow. Maybe the age gap is not much. No, it's your head. And he must be respected. If your expectation is I pray, God help my husband. Help my husband. And don't take your husband everywhere. Learn to iron things on your knees. Iron things. And expect the best. Some of us, we are praying in our heart, it can never change. And that prayer will not be answered Because that is what you are insinuating. That is what is in your heart. But if you genuinely take it on to God in prayer, He knows how to sort it out. Please, our women, let's do everything to keep our home. Because we have children that are listening, that are watching. It is what you show them, they will replicate in their husband's house. So that is why God is expecting the sisters to be grounded. Live from the inside out. Don't be outside person. Everything that goes, you want to. Let you listen to your husband before you do anything. Sweetheart, are you okay with it? Are you okay with this dressing? Are you okay with this shoe? If he says no, remove it. If he says no, remove it. Those are little obedience. Don't wait for obedience. Open heaven, God will instruct you. Julie. No. It is in those small things. My sisters, you are in the house of maybe a brother or a sister. Don't just, where did I went somewhere. And was it in UK? I don't know. Somebody. Okay, it was in my house. A visitor. You are staying in the house. They are sleeping. You raise your leg. Oh, Beko. You will be in the house. When you know it's time to do something, is when you will start praying. Ah, Holy God. You are robbing yourself. Use every opportunity given to you to grow. Your eyes should be down as a woman. Don't be on phone 24 hours. You don't know how to sweep a house. You don't know how to tidy things. Is it when you marry? If you don't cultivate these habits now, it will be difficult. Mommy was saying, if you don't cultivate that habit of consecration, that habit of praying and studying the Word of God, now, that is what you should use your time to do. If you get married, give me 1 Corinthians 7, what you should be minding. Mommy read it. 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians, okay, 7 verse 25. Now, concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my commandment as one that had obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Continue. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. The wife had not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband had not power of his own body, but the wife. Verse 33. Okay. But I will have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried, he that is what? Unmarried. Careth for what? How he may what? He that is unmarried, careth for the things that belongs to the Lord. How he may what? Please the Lord. Sisters, If you don't cultivate the attitude of communion with the Lord, studying the Bible, listening to messages, now, it is not when you marry you. When you are married, your what? Your attention is divided. If you weren't praying when you are a spinster, is it when baby will be disturbing you that you will pray? Mommy said that is why some women, after giving birth, zero. Nothing of God excites them. There is nothing you are carrying now. Use it well. Don't spend it on frivolity. Don't watch what you are not supposed to watch. That is how you arouse yourself. You are not married. Why go to this site that will make you start desiring what is not there? Some of us, pornography. What are you doing there? Why are you watching the things that you are not supposed to watch? When you are going there, the Spirit of God is in you, giving you a check. Giving you a check. And some of us will ignore it because there is no power. We must be sisters that are sold out. When children start coming, you will have this opportunity. Go there, go there, do this, do this. So that is why God is sparing you. Use your sister to grow. Use your brother to grow. Use him to know how to talk to a man. Some of us, we don't have respect. You don't know how to talk to a man. It will rub off. Please. Stop desiring what is not there. Ask God to help you. Ask God. Have fellowship. Learn to pray. Learn to study. Learn to listen to message. Equip yourself and see if bridegroom will not come. There is nothing here to kill yourself. Nothing. Am I growing? Am I making progress? I am still having this anger issue. And you are not packed up. I'm still having this unforgiveness. And you are not packed up. Those are the things to cry for. Those are the things to cry for. Lord, I am tired. Remove this thing in me. I don't know how to go about it. I need your strength. Help me. Be ghosted, sisters. Be ghosted. If you are ghosted, no man will come around you. Your fellowship attracts people around you. Yes. Your fellowship attracts people. So when you commune, if you are the type that wakes up in the morning and you pray, study the word, and by the time you go out, even if you don't have the time, your phone is there, you are playing messages, you can attract anyhow person. You can attract anyhow person. So build yourself. Let's take time. Let's spend time with God. Let's spend time with God. Let's prepare ourselves. The bridegroom is ready. We have to make ourselves ready. Ask yourself, am I ready? Do I have what it takes to get married? Am I patient enough? Can I bear? Can I forbear? Can I forgive? Those are qualities that we must check. And if it's not there, pray to God to help you. Marriage is not the ultimate. Marriage is not the ultimate. Marriage is for salvation. It's for salvation. So those of us that are married, see it as a tool of salvation. It's two different rivers coming together. There's going to be clash. There's going to be clash. But the stuff that you are made of will help you stabilize it. Invest. In your growth. Let's leave mundane things. Let's leave them. Let's leave them. Sisters, marry the Lord. Don't let anybody deceive you that when you get too spiritual, you will not see husband. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's the stuff you are made up of. When you are made, the Lord will showcase you. The Lord will showcase you. Sisters, learn to have elderly people around you. You know, I always tell sisters, go close to mothers. Even though it's good, brothers are there, but there are some things you need a woman to put you through. There are things. And bring yourself down to learn. Some people are not teachable. I watch. There is a, correct this person. Oh, the whole world is finished. And for you to have your peace, you wouldn't even want to talk to that person. Again, you go to the ones that can tolerate being shout upon. Yes. There are some, before you choose, you talk to them, you choose your word. It's the packaging of that person. You package yourself to the end. They will look, think twice before they will even send you. You will not learn that way. Come low. Come low. Go close to your mother. You don't have it. Go close to a mother. You need all the training, spiritual training and physical training. You need it. You need it. So, let's be open to one another. Let fornication not be named amongst you. Anything troubling you that you've struggled and you are not coming out, come to us. come to us. We will talk and see how it will go. Don't die in your secrecy. Open up. Open up. And when you open up, help will come. Amen. We must be faithful and devoted to the Lamb. Can you give me 2 Corinthians 11:2? 2 Corinthians 11:2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. He said he has espoused us to one, only one husband. We must love him and be devoted to him. See the song, I'm in love with you. Are you really in love? Are there not things that are stealing your attention? This is not the season to joke. It's a season to be sold out. The world is what? Conversing. Get married to God. Get devoted to him. Nobody ever gets devoted to God that he lives. He doesn't. James 4:4. James 4:4. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Wherefore, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Whosoever will be a friend to the world. What are the things in the world? Loss of the eyes. And what? Loss of the flesh. And what? Pride of life. Those are the things that we should not be friends to. Some of us, we are at par with unbeliever. Something is wrong with you. If it's only unbeliever that is you are comfortable with, there is something you have that they have. There is that they have that is attracting you to them. But if you are a devoted lover of Christ, when they come to you, you speak to them. Jesus loves you. You know why that guy is flocking all around you? It's because you are ashamed of Christ. That is why they can say some things, nasty things to you, and you give your ear to it. You are not irritated. You are comfortable. Something is wrong. You love this world. There is nothing. Pride of life. Some of us, because we want to keep our, is it status or what are they? Yes, you want to accompany with people that are made. When you see your sisters or your brothers, you bypass. You love this world. God will help us. Amen. A bride look forward to the return of Christ, her bridegroom. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That should be what should occupy our mind. The bridegroom cometh. The bridegroom cometh. Can I have Revelation 22:20? He will testify this thing, said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let the bride, let's take ourselves. Let's pursue him. Let's pursue the Lord. Let's pursue the Lord. You will never regret. Your children will grow up to thank you for following. Let nothing trouble you. He says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Don't let the pressure of mothers, of colleagues. Your mates, they've all gotten married. You should rejoice. Don't be offended. Don't be consumed. Maybe when Pastor Ewa stands here and say, wedding, 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 your mind, no, rejoice. 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 I say again, what? Rejoice. You have a bridegroom who is eagerly waiting. He's eagerly waiting for you. Let nothing trouble you. Be at peace. Laugh it over. You don't know my mother. If you know how, your mother will not stand for you that day. Your mother will be on her roll call. You will be on your own. You will answer for yourself. So don't say, it's my mother can pressurize me. No. Let our eyes be fixed on knowing him. You will not regret it. He fails to serve God. Can we stand on our feet as we begin to thank the Lord? Let's thank him.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call +234 816 236 6700. You can also contact us through WhatsApp on +234 803 688 4759. God bless you.